set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Where does Jeff Blashill fit among the likes of Craig Counsell, Ben Johnson, Billy Donovan, Will Venable? Which guy is most likely to get the most out of their promising young player? Is it Counsell with PCA, Johnson with Williams, Donovan with Matas Buzelis, Venable with Montgomery? Braden, or Blashill with Bedard?
Really good question. We probably don't have enough time to get into all the details. We should revisit this because I'm not sure a baseball manager has the same capability or the same obligation to develop or reach into or tap into something that is within a prospect that they're not, somebody else hasn't gotten out of them. I think baseball development is a little bit different than some of these other examples, whereas you look at a guy like Jeff Blashill and Connor Bedard. You can schematically design ways to free him up and to get him to be more aggressive or have shots that are opening up. You can do a lot of things, but I think it's going to be the challenge internally. Connor Bedard, show us you're a superstar. Show us your talent. Stop deferring. Those kinds of things. And if he can reach him that way, that's interesting. I do think Billy Donovan's touch and approach with Matas Buzelis is a good model. He benched him. He got the most out of him. By the end of the season, Matas Buzelis was a more complete player. So I think he's probably the best in town because he's the most proven. And, of course, the biggest obligation, the most attention we're going to pay is Ben Johnson, his ability to get Caleb Williams to be the quarterback they think he can be and the quarterback he was reputed to be coming out of the draft.
Well, I'm going to obviously stick with PCA and his skipper, Craig Counsell, to answer this question. I'll be a prisoner of the moment, as David has dubbed me earlier in the show during the pick six, and I will say that the Blackhawks with Blashill and Connor Bedard would rank third, followed by Billy Dee and Matas Buzelis, and then, of course, Will Venable.
Yeah, I would tell you that that Jeff Blashill, like Craig Counsell, like Billy Donovan and like Will Venable, weren't hired to work with one player. I believe that Ben Johnson, that his job and the reason he was hired is to work with one player. He is here to make the most out of Caleb Williams. And I believe that that relationship will be the one by which the Bears' success is measured. I think that Caleb Williams, the centerpiece of the organization, the quarterback, the most important position in sports, they hired a guy specifically to get the most out of Caleb Williams. I'm not saying if Caleb Williams fails that Ben Johnson would be gone. He will move on to the next, and they will have to go get another guy. But that is why he got this job, more so than any of these other coaches, because of one player. And his job is to make the most out of that player. I get it. He has to call plays for everyone. He has to incorporate everything. But the quarterback, such an important position that this question, unlike any other questions we ask about this stuff, has more to do with the head coach and the player than anything else that is going on up at Hallis Hall or in any of these other buildings. And that's just the nature of the game. And I think that I think Billy Donovan is, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. He is the most he's the most highly rated of all these coaches.
Yeah, he is.
But I don't think his job is strictly to get the most out of Matas Buzelis. I think he's doing a good job of doing that.
No, I think you're right, because Caleb Williams is – I think Mully just cast his vote. Caleb Williams, biggest Chicago sports star right now over PCA.
What?
That was our discussion yesterday.
Yeah, but why would I be casting a vote on that by talking about this?
Because you rated Caleb Williams at the top of this list, the guy who is the one player.
Well, I rated
player.
The coach. Is, you know, his job is to work with that one player.
Right.
That's
right.
What I rated.
Because I think of his importance.
But
to
as
the
I
Bears.
Said in the answer, that if he doesn't work out, then this guy will have someone else to work with. They'll make
yeah.
a deal for someone or something will happen. As we've talked about, I think Ben Johnson more likely to be here long term than any of these guys because of the amount of money that he's making right now.
That's true. Well, he's making a ton of dough.
All right. That we got to get back to this. 312-644-6767. Mullion Hall on the score.
I know what it's going to take, and I know process is the most important piece of that. So what I will say to you is I won't rush the process for a timeline. I believe in the process. I was able actually to see a pretty unique in a different sport when I was in Detroit and watched Dan Campbell, his first year, have very, very, very little success. But I watched him continue and stay strong and build a culture. And when you see those types of experience, it's a good reminder to you as a coach. You have to make sure that you get that culture in place. And once you get that culture in place, the winning takes care of itself.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That is, of course, the voice of Jeff Blashill. He is the new Blackhawks head coach. He was introduced yesterday, and he talked about being in Detroit and seeing Dan Campbell come in and begin the process of their championship run.
And the question we were addressing is ongoing. It's an interesting one because it asks which of the coaches in town can get the most out of the promising young players. I think it also underscores how different the job descriptions are. If you're a baseball manager, I don't know if it's as visceral of an approach or what you're trying to tap into.
Yep.
It's not the emotional type of thing like hockey is. Maybe even like football. I think there's a cerebral element to some of this thing about coaches being able to reach athletes. But there's also more of you're trying to appeal to their inner intensity, and they're trying to get something out of them that you might not be able to, or somebody else might not be able to draw out of them. I think in Connor Bedard's case, you're trying to light a fire a little bit, to see him play with a little bit more of an aggressive approach, and maybe to see shots that he'll take and not defer
right.
and pass
right.
and be a little more aggressive. In basketball, I think you are looking into seeing what's there and what you're working with, and the motivation is part of the job description. Baseball doesn't seem to be as necessary as some of the other sports. Would you disagree with that?
No, I think it's, you know, we've done this when Joe Maddon came in here, and I think Joe was an exception to the rule, but we found out that the rule is that a manager impacts you by like two games either way. You know, you might be two games better because you got a good manager, as opposed to other sports where it feels like a coach can change the direction of a franchise. I kind of like what Blashill was saying about the idea that you don't change the timeline because you are going to, you don't speed up the timeline of how long it takes is how long it takes. Now, with a team like the Blackhawks, where you have like a bunch of young guys coming up kind of at the same time, they're all very young, all very promising. And if they get better together, then you can shorten that. But I really feel like Ben Johnson was hired because of Caleb Williams.
Yes, but less from a motivational standpoint than it was a schematic standpoint,
yes,
or maybe an attention to detail that he was lacking before. And every coach is going to have a different strength. Like managers will have a different strength. So it's a fascinating premise, but I don't think that every job description is the same.
Right.
Obviously, where you just say, we need to reach this guy. There are different ways and different methods, and I think different purposes for every coach or manager in town.
We can carry this conversation over into talking about the Cubs specifically. I want to know what you think with Pete Crow Armstrong that Craig Counsell has done that has bed the process.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
312-644-6767. It's Mullion Hall on the score.